Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 217, entitled In the Land of Egypt, Part 1. After I brought you revelation from the Lord concerning the plagues that were and are to come, I took a trip to Egypt. I want to show you how God confirms the utterance given to his servants. Pay attention. These things happened recently, but the trip was planned about a year ago. God is also judging us in real time. Heed the warnings and harden not your hearts as in the provocation. At the time that I am writing this, I am in Egypt. They have come into covenant with a well-known pastor, his wife, their mothers, and others, including the people of this land, as all sin puts you under Satan's dominion. And you he made alive when you were spiritually dead and separated from him because of your transgressions and sins in which you once walked. You were following the ways of this world influenced by this present age, in accordance with the prince of the power of the air, Satan. The spirit who is now at work in the disobedient, the unbelieving who fight against the purposes of God. Among these unbelievers, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by the sinful self, indulging the desires of human nature without the Holy Spirit and the impulses of the sinful mind. We were by nature children under the sentence of God's wrath, just like the rest of mankind. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 of the Amplified Version. I want you to pay close attention as the Lord continues to give me stark, up close and personal revelations of what will soon be. As it has been prophesied to many through Celestial of the Master's Voice Prophecy blog, that war is coming, that the United States is not as strong as she boasts. There is a twofold warning that I will present to you. Many people are being sacrificed through blood covenants, being led to the slaughter so that others can continue to live lavishly off you. So before I go here, many may say that I am a liar. How dare I defame anyone's character? Who am I to criticize these people? They are good people. But I know of a surety what the Lord is showing me. Let me confirm this. But these men sneer at anything which they do not understand, and whatever they do know by mere instinct, like unreasoning and irrational beasts. By these things they are destroyed. Woe to them, for they have gone the defiant way of Cain, and for profit they have run headlong into the error of Balaam, and perished in the rebellion of mutinous Korah. These men are hidden reefs, elements of great danger to others. In your love feasts, when they feast together with you without fear, looking after only themselves, they are like clouds without water, swept along by the winds, autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead, uprooted and lifeless, wild waves of the sea, flinging up their own shame like foam, wandering stars for whom darkness has been reserved forever. Jude chapter 1, verses 10 through 13 of the Amplified Version. You see, when I first booked this trip, I charged it in its entirety to my credit card. And even though expensive, but a wise investment, I did not purchase the cancel for any reason insurance, having no idea at the time the experience that I would have. It was revealed to me by other patrons later on that asked coordinators who have set up these same excursions that we paid twice as much as what we should have been charged. And throughout the trip, we were being nickeled and dimed in such an egregious and excessive manner that those who did not reject what God was showing them became disheartened and discouraged, even if only for a moment. Let me confirm the warning for those who have a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Hearts that devise wicked imaginations, feet swift to run to mischief, false witnesses that speak lies, and those who sow discord among brethren. Number 1. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 of the King James Version. Number 2. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 of the King James Version. Number 3. And he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Psalm 101, verse 7 of the King James Version. This will most likely be presented in two parts, as it will be lengthy. But after the time to purchase that insurance had lapsed, the Lord had started to give me discernment concerning this quote-unquote man of God. Because I know the voice of the Lord, I began to question why I was allowed to go through with the purchase, having misplaced sympathy for his wife. I just prayed that the Lord would protect me and make the trip enjoyable for me. Two things that I want to point out is that people are not who they seem, and as God will confirm his word and more, he would show me clearly the precious suffering of discernment. that many will complain about a situation and turn around and reject his truth. And if you are a true follower of the Lord, who is not willing to mix the holy with the profane, they will despise you. So let me start from the beginning. I arrived in New York a few days ago to catch the flight on Egypt Air. Prior to this, less than a week before we were scheduled to meet for this event, we got an email stating that this trip will not be a vacation or a luxury trip, but more so educational and rigorously demanding, described as an experience. Along with the added amounts of tipping for staff that we were told would be at our discretion and to make it easier on us. These were then called obligations, and the First Lady continued to contact people throughout the trip to ensure that these were paid, along with warnings and things to look out for. This purchase was made approximately a year ago. Bafflement is never of God. Being told later that one of the coordinators even came up with an idea to extort $25 per person for a meal that was originally included in the initial package during a visit to the old Nubian village in Aswan. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 of the King James Version. As I was reading, I was expressing my concerns to the Lord, and I said, why would they wait until the time of departure to disclose these matters when my intention was to enjoy an opulent vacation? The flight is 12 hours long, and not only were we packed in like sardines, there were people from many nationalities, including those who were going home. The flight was freezing cold, and this is no fault of the infants and children, as I want to reiterate that the flight was 12 hours long, but a few cried through the entire flight with nominal periods of respite. Some things could have been handled better, as parents allowed older children to kick and hit on the chairs in front of them. There was a sense of privilege and entitlement surrounding us. Our comfort or mutual respect seemed to mean nothing. As the Lord would later reveal to me, it is a disdain for Americans in general. Some will correct me and say that it is because we were Black Americans, and there is a spiritual component to this that is true. The second is that America is being judged. How Esau, Edom, shall be ransacked by men who come to ravage with divine approval. It is of God. How his hidden treasure shall be searched out. All the men allied with you shall send you on your way to the border. The men who were at peace with you shall deceive you and overpower you. Those who eat your bread, those you trust, shall set a hostile ambush for you. There is no understanding of it. Will I not on that day, says the Lord, destroy the wise men from Edom, removing all wisdom and understanding from the mountain of Esau? And your mighty men shall be dismayed and demoralized, O Teman, so that everyone from the mountain of Esau may be cut off in the slaughter. Now pay attention. because of the violence you did against your brother Jacob, shame will cover you completely, and you shall be cut off forever. Obadiah chapter 1, verses 6 through 10 of the Amplified Version. This is a twofold prophecy for two separate nations. Upon arrival to Egypt, with multiple screenings and inspections throughout the entirety of the trip, we purchased our visas, and before we were given a chance to go to our motel rooms and take a shower and refresh, we were immediately taken to certain areas and encouraged to shop. This had been the theme for almost hours on end daily in 100 plus degree weather. In many places, you had to pay to use the bathroom and even to have toilet paper if the guides aren't there to intervene on your behalf. We were encouraged to only buy from select vendors and businesses of their choosing, and at times this was disturbing when you observed children, sometimes as young as 5 years old, in that dry and humid environment, begging you to purchase items from them. This is approximately an 80% Muslim nation. But who are you, America, when as you have and still do oppress your own, visit a country that does the same? Should you really think that you will be held in a different regard? So I want to go back for a minute and reflect on the anger and hate that they have and its origins against the house of Israel, God's chosen. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Genesis chapter 25, verses 31 through 34 of the King James Version. Let me confirm this again. And God said, "Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make of him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year." Genesis chapter 17, verses 19 through 21 of the King James Version. What I want to focus on is how the devil will mix just enough truth with many lies, or much truth with small lies, who will also distort the truth, and if you don't have intimate knowledge of God's word, you may bind yourselves to curses, demons, aliens, and worse, while defiling yourselves. Two things the Holy Spirit kept speaking to me is that spirits are transferable, and that some things are even made of human bones, even flesh. And people will take and bring these items into their homes, even as they allow people to speak over their lives, not understanding what is being said in the native tongues. Our guide gave us a history of the myths and mythology of Egypt, several times attempting to excuse their worshiping of other gods and religions, stating that they only worshiped the various creations of God as a whole, according to the importance of God's procreation. So I want to give an express warning to many countries as this. The entities that were and are still being worshipped will return with a vengeance. Strange flesh, aliens, the fallen angels, and hybrids. To get a thorough understanding of this, you need to study the Book of Enoch. To richly understand, visit the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. When these things return, death and destruction of humans are imminent, and Egypt has the markings, carvings, sculptures, and hieroglyphs throughout their entire domain. There will be no escape. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, in the presence of God. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you in great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time remaining. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 of the Amplified Version. If the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly, the lukewarm, the sinner? And the serpent hurled water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon had hurled out of his mouth. So the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went off to wage war on the rest of her children, seed, those who keep and obey the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus, holding firmly to it and bearing witness to him. Revelation 12, verses 15 through 17 of the King James Version. And again, the coming of the Antichrist, the lawless one, is through the activity of Satan, attended with great power, all kinds of counterfeit miracles and deceptive signs and false wonders, all of them lies, and by unlimited seduction to evil, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who are perishing, because they did not welcome the love of the truth of the gospel so as to be saved. They were spiritually blind and rejected the truth that would have saved them. Now let me give you these two verses in the King James Version. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. Please read or listen to part 2 to get a deeper understanding. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below, The End Times Are Upon Us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.